Good Monday. Today is November the 10th, and you're listening to My Farm. Harvest wraps up. Farmers and market observers are watching the news for word of sales to China and waiting for the federal government to reopen to hear what a potential aid package might look like. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, with farmers facing projected financial losses in the crop sector, economists and analysts are both waiting for signals about the new soybean sales to China and the federal government to reopen to see what kind of aid develops. Now, some positive signs over sales to China began to emerge late last week, especially as key Chinese officials spoke at an expo in Shanghai. Chen Chao, a director general of the Department of American and Oceanic Affairs for the Chinese Ministry of Commerce, was quoted in the South China Post from a speech given at the Chinese International Import Expo that was last Thursday. With adjusted tariffs, China will encourage companies to import agricultural products from the United States, he said, in line with market principles. Now, as long as the price is competitive, the quality is good, and supply is sufficient, I believe Chinese companies will reach many deals or sign intentions with U.S. exporters and farmers, he said. He also noted that China has a, quote, massive need for soybeans. Now, a delegation from the U.S. Soybean Export Council, USEC, also attended the expo, holding meetings with buyers and Chinese officials. Reuters followed up with a report that China also had restored soybean import licenses for Minnesota-based Farmers Cooperative, CHS Incorporated, Louis Dreyfus Company, Grain Merchandising LLC, and EGT LLC, that's a joint venture between Bunge and Pan Ocean America. Those export licenses had been suspended in early March just as China launched retaliatory tariffs against the United States. Now, President Donald Trump and his administration have said China is expected to buy 12 million metric tons, or about 440 million bushels of U.S. soybeans, that between now and January, and then buy another 25 million metric tons, or about 919 million bushels, through 2028. Now, soybean traders remain focused on whether China will begin new purchases following recent diplomatic statements, but the lack of foreign ag service export data remains a challenge for market observers. When it comes to the terms with China, do Chinese buyers just need to commit to purchase or quickly line up ships to move that for the first tranche of the 440 million bushels of soybeans? Nothing said it had to be shipped, said John Newton, Vice President of Public Policy and Economic Analysis at the American Farm Bureau Federation. If they make commitments to buy and ship in January or February, does that work? And how do they define, quote, buy 12 million metric tons? Newton pointed out that in the past years, the U.S. has shipped as much as 12 million metric ton during November and December, but those shipments were also lined up logistically from early commitments. The tariff on U.S. soybeans could also remain a problem. So far, China has cut tariffs on U.S. soybeans from 20% to 10%, but that still makes U.S. soybeans more expensive than buying from Brazil. The U.S. was selling soybeans at about $400 a metric ton compared to $430 or higher from Brazil. And since Trump returned from China, the U.S. price has moved upward as well, said Scott Gertz. He's the chief economist at the American Soybean Association. The kicker is there is still about a 10% additional tariff on U.S. soybeans, so by the time you pay the tariff, Brazil is still a better deal, he said. Now, last Thursday, U.S. soybeans in the Gulf were priced at $445 a ton, while Brazilian soybeans were $443 a ton, that according to the International Grains Council data. Now, Brazil is running short on supplies, which could tighten its export ability and provide the opportunity for U.S. sellers. Right now, Brazil just sold 10 cargoes of soybeans, that's roughly 650,000 metric tons, but already projected to see stocks fall as low as 3.8 million metric tons before that sale. So they say it looks like Brazil is getting pretty low on exportable product. Unless they really pull back on the domestic crush, they can't sell too much more of their current crop.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at crop.com. coverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. Talk about assessing your disease and pest plans as we look ahead to 2026. Glenn Vaughan files this report.
Curtis Rainbolt with BASS says it's important for growers to look back on their insect pest management, determine what worked as well as what didn't work.
Unlike, you know, resistance in weeds, which can be a little bit easier to spot, it's a little harder to tell with insects because they kind of move in, move out. It's not quite as obvious. So if you dive back into what happened the last season, what your applications were, maybe something you've been using successfully for multiple seasons, but it just wasn't quite right. Take note of that. And that may be a potential case of insecticide resistance.
Rainbolt added growers need to take the time to ask their university specialists, those at your nearby extension office, about what the industry is seeing locally and how to best address those pest and weed problems. Rainbolt added, as growers look to the season ahead, it's important to choose insecticides with different modes of action to reduce selection pressures. He acknowledged that this is a difficult economy for many in the farming community.
Even in a depressed market, quality is something that growers can still benefit from. Growing a crop that's of the highest quality, got a nice size profile. So using some of our better insecticides can help with that as well.
Rainbolt added, growers that used insecticides with unique modes of action closed out 2025 with healthier plants, better standability, and an extended harvest window. I'm Glenn Vaughan reporting.
And thanks, Glenn. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.